वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। इन द लास्ट एपिसोड वी डिस्कस्ड दैट गुरु नानक देव जी वॉज इन तलवंडी एंड हाउ ही ब्लेस्ड हिज पेरेंट्स विद नाम। After being blessed, Mehta Kalu ji started spending each day in remembrance of Almighty and doing his work. All the complaints that he had against his son, Guru Nanak Dev ji, had vanished. Life finally seemed to get simpler and full of Almighty's love. One day, Guru Nanak ji saw that preparations were going on in his house as if for a big event. He noticed cooked food and treats being prepared while a pandit was asking something on one side and a large group of people had gathered outside to eat. Therefore, Guru Nanak ji asked his father very respectfully about the same. Mehta Kalu ji then replied as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash. Pitran ker shraad hamare, divas aaj ke kare sadai. Meaning, it is the Pitra Paksha day, which is why we are organizing a feast for the well-being of our ancestors. My dear friends, according to the Hindu calendar, Pitra Paksh is a 16-day lunar period during which Hindus remember and honor their ancestors, known as Pitras, mostly by presenting food offerings along with other rituals and prayers. Guru Nanak ji smiled and said as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Pitr gaye tumre asthori, bhookh ro pyaas jahan ne thori, nahe shraad ki kart udika, rahat sadiv tahan sukhnika. Meaning, dear father, your ancestors are at a place where they don't need food or anything. They are calm and happy. They have got salvation. They are not waiting for your offerings and are satisfied. It is good. You may feed the needy, but don't do it for your ancestors. Though surprised, yet believing, Mehta Kalu ji said as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Is parkar ki sudh jo sunave, jahan pitr so thor dikhavo, dekh leo main aaye paroso, kahe ho jo tum tab bohar karoso. Meaning, what is the place of our ancestors? How can I believe that they are freed from the cycle of births and deaths? Can you show me? Only then I will believe. Guru Nanak ji then smiled and replied to his father, Yes, they have got salvation. If you really want to see, then sit with your eyes closed and remember the Almighty. My dear friends, Guru Nanak ji is Almighty in himself. He can do as he pleases. As Guru Nanak ji showed the various worlds to Peer's son in the episode The Myriad Universe, similarly, now he is going to show his father where his ancestors are. Now, after closing his eyes, Mehta Kalu ji felt as if he is being transported. Then he saw a very beautiful, calm, bright place that emerged suddenly from darkness. When that blurry vision cleared, Mehta Kalu ji first saw some figures. Now, as his vision cleared even more, he saw that those figures were actually his father, grandfather, and his other ancestors gathered around him in glowy, creamy dresses, all well, happy, and peaceful. My dear friends, this place is known as Sachkhand. In Sikhism, Sachkhand is considered as the abode of Almighty or Waheguru. As mentioned in Pauri 37 of Japji Sahib, Sachkhand vasai nirankar, meaning in the realm of truth, the formless Lord lives. Friends, though some believe Sachkhand is the place where the soul goes after death, others say Sachkhand is the final stage in the five domains discussed by Guru Nanak Dev Ji in the last bodies of Japji Sahib and describe it as a domain of pure consciousness, bliss, and divine knowledge. We will discuss all about it in the further episodes. All the ancestors of Mehta Kalu ji greeted him with great respect. And then Mehta Kalu ji's father, "My son, we have been taken from wherever we were and brought here, where we are now living in bliss. Ever since Guru Nanak has taken birth at your home. However, it's unfortunate that you fail to understand and recognize him because you were so attached to worldly affairs and emotions. My dear Kalu, you should be grateful to Guru Nanak ji since he blessed you in the name of the Lord and showed no concern for what you thought of him. Now, don't think of him as your son. He is the Lord's true embodiment." Friends, here Guru Nanak ji teaches us an important lesson, that the one who understands the true Naam, who remembers the Almighty, has this much power to even get their ancestors and forthcoming generations be blessed by Almighty. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib ji on Ang 552, "Ik satgur ki seva kare chakri, har naame lagge pyar. Nanak janam savarn apna kul ka karan udar." Meaning, some wait upon and serve the true Guru. They embrace love for the Lord's name. Such people reform their lives and redeem their generations as well. Now, Mehta Kalu ji had gotten a glimpse of the ultimate bliss of being one with the Almighty, and he didn't want to leave. However, Guru Nanak ji woke up his father back to reality. Mehta Kalu ji then looked at his son completely, submerged in Almighty's love. He then requested Guru Nanak Ji, "Dear son, I have seen them. They all are blessed. Now release me also from all this and let me join my ancestors and be in Sachkhand. I no longer wish to live here. Bless me too, bless me." Guru Nanak Ji lovingly looked at his father with his divine grace and said, "Dear father, your time hasn't arrived yet. You still have some time left to live on this earth. So be in Almighty's hukam. Now, kindly feed the Brahmins whom you have invited." My dear friends, in the last stages of his life, Mehta Kalu Ji asked Guru Nanak Ji for forgiveness for failing to recognize his sanctity. Guru Nanak Ji reassured him that Mehta Kalu Ji fulfilled his duty and told him it was now time for him to join others in Sachkhand. Soon after, Mata Tripta Ji was also blessed by Guru Nanak Ji and joined the heavenly abode. As we all know, the loss of parents is immeasurable. However, Guru Nanak Ji's parents' journey was graced with divine blessings. They nurtured Guru Nanak Ji with boundless love. And now, as they depart, the whole universe showers its gratitude upon them for bringing the divine into this world. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 592. Har naam diya gur par upkari, tan tan guru ka pita mata. Meaning, blessed, blessed are the guru's mother and father, as the generous guru has given me the Almighty's name. Friends, some believe that Guru Nanak Ji's parents were in Kartarpur during their last days. However, it is not known precisely. Now, after performing the last rituals of his parents, Guru Nanak Ji distributed all of the belongings amongst the needy. As Guruji was preparing to leave for Kartarpur, everyone in Talwandi gathered around him, asking him to stay. Then, the benevolent Guru gave them wisdom about detaching from the world and attachment to the Almighty and to accept Almighty's hukam. Let us all say, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru. Tune in next Tuesday, as soon Guru Nanak Ji is going to meet our second Guru, Guru Angad Dev Ji. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.